It is your program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, broadcasting the final hour from Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. It is a fantastic event filled with amazing people, people that love liberty, literally hundreds of liberty-loving activists all converging on the same spot. In this case, it's the very beautiful Gunstock Campground here in Guilford, New Hampshire, sort of the easterly portion of New Hampshire, and it's just lush and lovely out here, perfect weather. I see the fire is starting up there in the background.
That's the Circle of Liberty, my friend.
The Circle of Liberty. Of Liberty, where they are going to be having essentially a bonfire. People be gathering around, hanging out again. By the way, we haven't mentioned the SACL CAI fun tent very much yet tonight. Our buddy Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, the biggest Free Talk Live sponsor. Give it up for SACL CAI out there, the studio audience. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI has come out here in such a major way, really throwing some serious weight and sponsorship behind this entire event, and has set up the fun tent. It's been going on all week long, and there has been an open bar the entire time. And libertarians love an open bar.
Oh, well, who doesn't?
So of course, that's been a major highlight. And then there's just been events all week long, everything from going fishing to a scavenger hunt to yell out some other things you did this weekend. I mean, what did you guys do this weekend? Just yell it out. Shooting. There's
lots
shooting.
Lots of shooting going on, yeah.
Not very many people yelling too much.
Lots of open carrying going on,
they're all
too
subdued, I guess, at this point. Anyway,
most people just hung out and talked to the other Free Staters.
That's what... Knitting. There was knitting. I mean, it's all... Some people were apparently smoking marijuana this weekend as well, from what I understand.
What a surprise.
Yeah, and so lots of cool stuff going on out here, and it's a great group of people. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about that. But, of course, the whole point is to promote the Free State Project, to promote the idea of having 20,000 liberty-loving individuals move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty. And the coolest thing is that there's no central organization. It's, you come here and you do what you think is right. So if you are into the media, you could go and get on a local cable access channel, as Dennis Goddard has done from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance with his show New Hampshire Capital Access. Mark, you were on television for a little while, and your show may be making a comeback at some point this year in Keene. So there's television as an opportunity. Radio, of course, is an opportunity, as we do. And our buddy Gardner Goldsmith, who isn't a Free State Project member. But it should be noted that one of the things that's also great about the Free State Project, beyond its decentralism, is that it's also encouraging the great people from New Hampshire, the people who were born here and that love it here and that have been so saddened by seeing the liberty slipping away year after year. They're now feeling great because of all these great Free State Project activists that have come in here as essentially reinforcements and people that are fresh from the outside with new ideas and exciting new things going on. There's just so much to talk about. And, of course, we can't cover it all in one night. But it is the final night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival back in our studios on Monday. But in the meantime, we take your calls about whatever's on your mind. So we go back, and hopefully we'll have a few more guests in here before the night's over. But we go back to your phone calls, and David in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Howdy.
Hey,
this ain't
going
to be the last Saturday, is it?
No. We're still going to do live Saturday shows. I'm just saying we're live from Porkfest, our final night at Porkfest.
Right.
Hey, what's on your mind, David?
You were talking about people like they were giving up liberty and selling liberty out. I think it's for this like new nationalistic, archaic way of thinking, man. They're selling our freedoms out for this idealistic stuff that they got. Like Michael Reagan wants to kill people for what they think. That's getting crazy, man. You know, like,
well, it's back to what we were talking about earlier with the thought crimes, and that's yet another example of how they're considering hurting people.
Yeah, these people are the elite, man, and they're talking this crap, man. They're crazy. Their nationalistic thing is making them crazy, just like the Nazis or something. And they're forgetting what our basic thing is, that you know, I want to charge them what our forefathers charged King George with, you know, like they endeavor to prevent the population of these United States for the purpose of obstructing laws for naturalization and stuff. and they don't want, they pass others to, in refusing them to encourage their migrations here for more freedom, people.
Yep.
Man, more
we want
freedom.
More people coming here who want to be free, and the government get in the way, and they encourage people, David, and I think you're right about this, they encourage people to replace the love for liberty.
They're offering our youngest, strongest, our bravest men for our freedoms, they said. What, for our freedoms to drive these cars around? Did we sell our soul for automobiles? No, our soul here is freedom and liberty, man. And if we don't stand up for it now, man, they're taking it away in the name of this nationalistic pig bastard thinking, man.
They've totally replaced patriotism with nationalism.
It proves it with this thing what Michael Reagan has said, just for what people think, and when we can't even accuse our own government of wrongdoing without being worried about what, getting a bullet put in our head.
The brown coats are yelling about hurting people that disagree with them at this point. It really just shows how pathetic they are.
I call him out that what he said and what he put out that night was as bad as if someone dug up his father and shoved the Constitution down his throat. That's what he did that night. He brought a dead president up out of it and put the Constitution down his throat.
So, Dave, are you going to call him out?
That's not what Americans do. Americans allow people to speak their mind and talk against the government. And once that's gone, man... We're done for, and they're going to find out that what the real American spirit is all about.
They sure are, because it's not dead yet, and it's alive and well here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Thank you, David, for your call tonight. We certainly appreciate it. You know, Mark, I think he's absolutely right on the idea that Americans have been inculcated with this love of nationalism. They don't love liberty anymore.
Right.
They love the flag and the government and the country, what they perceive of the country, which is the government. I don't love government at all, and I don't care who's in charge
of it. Right. They've collapsed the ideas of patriotism and freedom together, and I believe...
Patriotism, nationalism, they're similar ideas.
But the fact is, the people that believe in freedom and liberty are the real patriots.
It's true.
And otherwise, you're just some nationalistic fool. P.J. O'Rourke said that when fascism comes to America, it's going to come wrapped in the flag and carrying a cross.
I don't believe that was P.J. O'Rourke. I believe that was someone else.
But
I'm sure someone will look. Who was it?
I got the internets.
Sinclair Lewis?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. 800-259-9231. See, I knew that we've got the smartest audience in the world, Mark. All right, so we continue here with Steve listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I could not agree with you more about the liberty. I mean, you've got judges out there. Look at California, for example, with their water problems. One judge has stopped water from flowing down because of some sludge. I mean, there are people
out
there.
Wait, how did a judge stop water from flowing down?
Because from the San Joaquin Valley, that's where they get most of their water. In Northern California, it goes down to about 25 million people in Southern California. And they stop the water from flowing in this one area out there, so that is why Southern California is hurting so bad. You know,
the root of that particular problem is that government's in charge of water distribution. So when you have a monopolist like government in charge of something so critical like that, the whims of one man in a black robe can change how the entire operation runs.
That's
so
right.
the problem isn't so much the judge.
They're more concerned with the liberty of some sleds than 25 million people drinking clean water. It's insane. Now, and then you got these other people out there that want to take away the car I want to drive. They want me to drive around in some little crappy little matchbox. Who wants to drive around in that? Not me.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
As long as you're willing to pay for the gas that it takes to drive your Hummer, then it's fine with me.
Here comes another point with Liberty. Why don't we drill here?
Because the government, to answer your question, and it was a good one, and thank you for the call, Steve, why isn't drilling going on in America? Because it was outlawed by the government people years ago. They can't even build new refineries, let alone drill here. More coming up. It's not even close to a free marketplace. More is coming up. This is Free Talk Live, and it goes back to the protectionism we were talking about before.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Here with you, and Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 350,000 posts. A lot of people are talking about different stuff over there, and it's free, of course, at bbs.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, of course, brought to you by the good folks over at SACL CAI. You need collections done. They do it with respect. And they're great guys as well. They love Liberty. So if you're looking for that, looking for collections work or charged off receivables, I believe, and early out billing, they do all of it. Go to SACLCAI.com or see their banner on our website at freetalklive.com for more information about them. We're here at the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. The remaining hours, it's all over tomorrow in the, I guess, early afternoon. I think around noon it's about to wrap up. And we do have the organizer of the event. We'll get back to your calls here shortly. But I want to make sure we wrap things up here with Rich Goldman, who has done a fantastic job and definitely deserves a little bit of applause for putting all of this together. It is not easy. It is not easy to organize one of these things. And I don't know, did it get easier since last year at least? Now that you have a little bit of experience at it, or did you just load more on your plate this time out?
Both. So we kept a lot of the things that worked very well last year, so like the bus tours, having Free Talk Live here, obviously. And those things worked very well. But we also had a lot of new things, like the concerts, like the huge exhibitor tent outside, like the big bonfire, like the congregated campsite. And all that stuff did take a lot of figuring things out for the first time again.
Well, you should be congratulated. You've done a great job. I mean, the results are shown here in the hundreds of people. How many do you think attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival this week?
You know, it's hard
throughout
to say.
The week.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I'd say at least 500 because registration desk, people were just coming in. They stopped. They didn't have enough time to process all the registration.
Wow.
Just check in.
Come on in, yeah.
Yeah, you know, give us your money. We'll write down tally, check, and move on. So, yeah, it's been very exciting here.
Any favorite stories from the last week?
You know, there's just so many. I think it's just the coming together and the volunteer can-do spirit here. You know, obviously being the head organizer, you rely on a lot of people to help you out.
Sure.
And I could just go up to anyone at the festival and say, hey, I need a hand with this. Like, oh, yeah, let me go help. You know, whether it's putting up or taking down chairs, whether it's, you know, taking exhibitors to their table, you know, manning the registration desk, putting in extra hours, you name it. There's just such a very can-do spirit around here, very helpful, very... It's something that you don't find in a lot of places.
It certainly is, and it's the same kind of spirit that results in these same great folks coming out whenever a new mover arrives here as part of the Free State Project coming into New Hampshire. They meet them at their destination, provided they announce in advance. They'll meet them at their destination, at their house or their apartment, and, you know, roll up with your moving truck, and there's 5 to 25 activists standing out in front of your house just waiting to take all the load off of your hands and just move it into your house for you.
And it's not just work. You know, they really make fun of it. So, for instance, just tonight we're setting up the big bonfire, which is actually going right now. And, you know, I had all this wood. I said, oh, you know, I was getting ready to stack. And I saw a couple guys said, hey, you know, you want to help build a bonfire? I'm like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. So I said, okay, just kind of make it high and stable. I come back, and they're just having this great time making this very, very tall, very stable bonfire of wood structure.
They could have done
bigger
than
last night.
Oh, yeah.
So they could have done much less, but they went all out.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's having fun while you're doing good things. It's not just, oh, okay, we got to do this because we need to do it.
Right.
Everyone has a great attitude about it. Can do a lot of fun.
And that's it ties back into something I pointed out briefly earlier about the Free State Project is there is no central control for the members. The only purpose to the Free State Project is to spread the idea of moving to New Hampshire, becoming activists. Yep. What they do when they get here is up to them, so they really can follow their bliss, so to speak, and do what feels right for them. And if you're doing what is right for you, then it's not going to feel like an obligation or it's not going to feel like anybody's imposing on you. You're following the path you've deigned for yourself. And that results in such a wonderful, diverse group of efforts that are really resulting in some incredible advances, I think. And we really are going to see liberty in our lifetime, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. And it's going to happen much quicker. I think the catalysts are all there. The speed is going to pick up, and there's going to be enough positive news, positive action, positive momentum in the coming year or so that I don't want to, you know, get ahead of myself, but
sure.
I definitely think we are going to head to
it's working.
I increase the numbers. People are realizing that the Free State Project strategy is the winning strategy.
Yep, and they've tried so many other things for the last few decades. Let's concentrate the activism all in one place. And are you going to do this next year? Going to organize next year and pass in the torch?
I am passing the torch. I can't exactly announce who to yet,
right.
But it's basically been lined up. I'll obviously still be involved in imparting the knowledge and the experience about the festival.
Cool.
But no, I mean, when I took it on in 2007, I had a vision for what I wanted the festival to be. I wanted to be a showcase of New Hampshire and the Free State Project. To not just be only attractive to Free State Project, but also a big festival that people in New Hampshire could say, oh, this is a really cool event,
yeah.
even if they're not free staters,
well,
if they're not necessarily politically
and then
active.
Come out and meet the free staters,
exactly.
and you'll find out that we're not all blood-sucking monsters trying to destroy society.
Right, because, I mean, part of the project is not that you move and you go into an isolated community and, you know, you just hide, but really that become part of this part of New Hampshire. And part of being that is having a big event that draws a lot of people. And we're starting to do that with the bands, with the exhibitors, and it's only going to grow into the future. And so I brought it to where I think I wanted it to be, and it's up to someone new to kind of take where it is and build on it even further.
Very cool. Awesome. Rich Goldman from the Free State Project and organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Thank you for coming on Free
Talk Live. Thank you both for hosting the show here.
As always, it's our pleasure. The toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls, and we talk to, I believe, Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Paula. Did you hear that, Paula? Paula.
Oh, my gosh. She's not there.
Paula, it said Paul dropped, not Paula dropped. Is Paula there going once, going twice?
You got to draft Paula.
Bummer. Maybe we'll put her back on hold. Maybe she fell asleep. All right. She's checking her fax machine. That's probably what it is. We go to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hey there. Sounds like you have a live audience.
We sure do, Stephen. What's on your mind?
Okay. I wanted to talk about the age of deregulation that we are apparently in. I didn't know about that. Did you?
No, it sounds like a bunch of hooey.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, according to Daniel Shore on NPR, National Propaganda Radio, he says that they were asking about this, something with the FAA, you know, there was these inspections, somebody was paid off or something. I think you guys talked about it. I've been working a lot, so I didn't really keep up too closely, but there was some scandal within the FAA. And Daniel Shore, he just kind of put his head in his hand and said, oh, my gosh, we've entered this age of deregulation the last 7 years, and it's just been a terrible disaster. We have
wow.
all this stuff going on. And then not only that, there's a left-leaning economist. He writes for the New York Times, I believe, or maybe it's the Washington Post. I can't recall. Anyway, his name is Krugman. And he blames this salmonella poisoning in the peanut butter, you know, last year, the tomatoes this year, he thinks he blames that, get this, on Milton Friedman. Now, of course, Milton Friedman is dead,
wow.
but apparently Krugman thinks that George Bush is his intellectual heir and that we've entered an age of deregulation. Now,
let's talk more about deregulation here in a moment. We'll hold you through if you got more comments. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. Because when they say deregulation, do they really mean deregulation? What is it that they're talking about when they use that term? Words are very important, and we need to look into that one. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It is your show. 800-259-9231.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel.
It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. Whether they be the archives, the updates, the wiki, we give it all away. So enjoy all that for free at freetalklive.com as we continue to broadcast live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. Just have been an incredible event. Of course, I'm sure pictures and videos are going to be up as time goes on over at porkfest.com, porcfest.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right, we go back to the phone calls here. Stephen is on the line in Colorado, and you bring up deregulation, Stephen, and the way some people in the media and in the government, in the world of politics, use this term, they want to spin it so that they make it sound like deregulation doesn't work. And let me give you a real quick example of what they consider deregulation.
Sure.
It's from our very own broadcast industry, where, of course, the FCC is in total control over the electromagnetic spectrum, specifically the AM and FM bands.
They regulate it.
They regulate that, right? Okay, so what we see there is the FCC has all of these barriers that they put up to somebody like you and I with maybe not a lot of capital putting up our own radio transmitter, because they don't like that sort of thing. You have to beg their permission, if they're even giving permission. Sometimes you can't even get it from them.
Right. And at one point, a person was only allowed to own one AM, one FM, and a television station.
Sure.
And progressively throughout time, they've quote-unquote deregulated the industry so that now Clear Channel owns, what, 1,600 radio stations nationwide?
But they didn't really deregulate because the barriers to entry are still there.
Even higher.
So all they did was they just made it easier for the people who've already joined the club, the big companies that own radio stations, to gobble up more of them. That's all they did. It wasn't real deregulation because it wasn't a reduction in the amount of interference in our lives by the government.
Right. If we had real deregulation, I'd be able to put up a radio tower and start broadcasting on an open section of the band. In my hometown, there's all kinds of open sections of the band.
Yep, that's exactly right. Stephen, your final thoughts.
Okay, the last thing is that I was going to call about that a few weeks ago when I first heard it, and I thought, there's other stuff to talk about, and I usually just listen anyway. And then today, it occurred to me that maybe I should, because we got our updated EPA regulations, the new ones. In addition to all the old regulations we had to follow, we had all kinds of new regulations that had to be passed. As I told you last night, I work in the energy industry, drilling for gas. And we printed them up. They came to over 250 pages, printed pages, half a ream, if I'm...
You've got time to read all that, don't you?
Oh, sure, yeah, of course. And when we had to comply, and I just kind of thumbed through them. You know, I mean, you know, our standards are already so much higher than the government standards that
sure.
we just ignore them.
But a lot of industries anyway. It's that way.
Of course
exactly.
it is, because they want to keep their customers safe, so they keep coming back
exactly.
and buying more stuff. But yet the government continues to pile on the unnecessary mandates and the absurdities, and I appreciate
exactly.
your call tonight, Stephen, and thank you, sir. 800-259-9231.
You know, you wonder, do OSHA regulations really make construction workers wear helmets, or do they wear them because their bosses tell them to, because they don't want to pay the insurance?
The insurance policy.
Or maybe
yeah.
they don't want to get hurt. I mean, people wear hard hats for lots of good reasons. I don't think OSHA really has much to do with it.
No doubt about it. Let's continue with your calls here, and then we'll bring in Sam from the Obscure Truth Network here in a moment to talk about some of the things that happened today here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We go first to Evan in New York here on Free Talk Live. Hello, Evan. Hello,
Hello?
Evan. Going once. Evan.
Hello?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi. I called before from Michigan a few times about when I meet people that I'm trying to persuade them to be more liberty-minded. I met this other guy a few days ago, and he said he was libertarian leaning, but he doesn't. He
okay.
thinks that people who are, I guess, liberty-minded are too extreme in the fact that, I guess, when he used the word anarchy, and I was trying to explain to him that there's more than one definition to anarchy, and I guess he's talking about, like, you know how you use the term like free anarcho-capitalist or
yeah.
free marketeer?
Yeah, all of those terms can be confusing toward people. What is it that's, you know, what you might want to ask is what's so extreme about voluntary interactions? That's all I'm in favor
Personal
of.
Personal responsibility and peace.
Yeah, what's extreme mm-hmm. about that? It seems the extreme position is the one that says, if you don't obey, we're going to hurt you. That seems extreme to me.
Right.
Yep. Blowing up people around the world for freedom.
Any other thoughts, sir?
Last question is, like, what's the position, what's the liberty position for abortion?
It's a good one. Good question. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, there's, you know, obviously two sides. There's what they label themselves as pro-choice pro-life. But I think that both of those positions can live pretty, you know, happily in the libertarian world. You know, some people believe that, a fetus is a human life, and some people believe that prohibition, and this is inside the libertarian movement, prohibition doesn't work, so prohibiting abortions isn't going to work.
No, it'll just drive it underground, just like it's done with the drugs, for instance. It'll make it so abortions become more dangerous, and they'll be dealt by criminals, and the women that receive them could be at a much greater risk of injury and possibly even death. That's not what we want. We don't want more death, do we, than we currently have today?
Yeah, I think that abortion's immoral. I really do. But I don't think that the government is going to do a good job of making abortion stop and go away.
I think these people, the anti-abortion crusaders, need to get more creative. Instead of going to government and begging them to imprison the people they disagree with, perhaps they should organize an ostracism campaign that uses market-based techniques to portray the message they're interested in portraying.
Or pay young women that are getting abortions, pay them to go through the gestation process.
Give them a little incentive. Huh?
And, you can imagine that there are a lot of people in America right now that would absolutely pay a young woman. All they have to do is connect them. Pay the young woman to go through the process and, so that they can have a baby.
It's a neat idea. Again, just two ideas about how the marketplace might be able to handle that particular
situation. And nobody
issue.
Goes to jail.
Let's talk to Sam here from the Obscure Truth Network. Of course, we've talked about your videos in the past, Sam, and we've had you on the program. I expect we'll have you on more in the future. Today, you were giving a presentation here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Again, there was so much going on. It was one of the things I selected as something I was interested in because I love the idea of the law of attraction, the idea that like attracts like, and what you put out there is what you get back. And you were giving that presentation today. Can you, give us a summary for brand-new listeners that maybe you've never come across
the
these ideas?
Sure. It's the law of attraction is really the idea that you are in control of your thoughts, and what you choose to focus on is really going to guide you in the direction that your life takes. And that's, it's going to do that exact same thing whether you're conscious of what you're asking for or whether you're not. So what we did was bring up some ideas as to, or some examples to show, you know, here's how people may perceive an incident, like a speeding ticket. And, you know, what kind of things do people make up about a speeding ticket, and how does that attract more negative things into life? So it was an example of kind of how to shift out of that regular way of thinking into focusing on what you want and what you're willing to create.
When you use the term regular way of thinking, I think one of the ways I understand that is that most people, they live kind of life by default. They just sort of bounce around out there, and they feel like what happens, happens, and they can't do anything about it, and they're constantly reacting to the things that happen. And they say, well, you made me feel this way. How dare you make me feel so angry? And, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't make you feel anything. It's all up to you to choose how you feel, and you can actively be in control of your feelings at all times.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You're really in the driver's seat as to how you perceive the events that happen in your life.
Exactly. So you, instead of just sort of bouncing around and having circumstances affect you, you more focus on your goals in life and what it is you want to see happen. For instance, we would like to see a voluntary society come about.
Absolutely.
So instead of pushing against government or just standing back and saying, oh, this sucks, we keep getting these parking tickets and all these taxes, oh, life is terrible, we're thinking about what it is we're looking to achieve, and we're moving in that direction. And because of that focus, that's why we're getting the things that we're looking for, whereas the other people are just confused about why life is treating them the way it is.
Well said.
There's more to talk about, though, because I think that you built a lot of bridges. When we talked about Law of Attraction, we've talked about it in the past. Some of our listeners who are the more skeptical mindset, and I understand because that's where I've come from, they were pretty concerned with the whole idea, and I think we built some interesting bridges today. I want to talk more about that here in moments, and you can take control as well, even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak you in here. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Sam is joining us from the Obscure Truth Network. Where can people find your videos, Sam?
Right now they're out on YouTube, which is youtube.com/obscuredtruth, O-B-S-C-U-R-E-D.
Obscure Truth.
Yes.
Very good. All right, so we're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008, the remaining hours. This is the final night. I'm sure it's going to be a huge party around the bonfire, which is going on right now, as well as the SACL CAI Fun Tent. If you aren't here this year, there will be another one next year, so be sure you go to freestateproject.org to keep up to date with what's going on with the Free State Project. In these remaining moments, Sam, we were talking a few moments ago about the presentation you gave today about the Law of Attraction, mm-hmm. and if you missed out on it, you know, you should have recorded it. It really was that good. I know you were talking
about it.
Maybe next year.
Okay.
But you did a great job because we've talked about it on this program before. And if to anybody just tuning into this show and you think this show's about politics, well, you don't know Free Talk Live very well. We're about improving people's lives, I think, and, of course, giving you the opportunity to speak your mind on the radio. So, you know, throwing off the chains of the state and the government is one way to improve your life. But another way to improve your life is to really focus on the things that you want. Instead of focusing on the lack of the things that you want, instead of focusing on not having those things, you focus on actually having them and attaining them. Like attracts like. That's the law of attraction. That's the idea. There's no science involved here. And there's no way that we can scientifically prove it to you. So I understand the skepticism that people have, because I at one time had that level of skepticism. But I've seen so much evidence in my life that this is valid. That this really does exist out there, that what you focus on, you get. I mean, it's not chance that I'm sitting here right now doing this radio show on 40 stations around the country.
Absolutely. It's because you had a vision for what you wanted to create in your life and where you wanted to go, and you started lining up those thoughts and then taking action towards it to achieve it.
But when you start talking about these ideas and someone listening with a skeptical mind is tuning in, and they immediately start trying to punch holes in it, as they should. Good. Mm-hmm. That's what people should do, because it's challenging to us. And so when you were giving that presentation today, you expected to have some people with some skepticism in the audience.
I was hoping for it.
It turns out that you did, and as was I, because those are the challenging questions that we need to help ourselves grow in our understanding of these ideas. And I think that what happened today in your presentation was building some bridges between sort of the crystal holding patchouli oil. How would you describe those people, Mark?
Well, I always use the terminology woo-woo.
Yeah, but, the woo-woo people and all of the, you know, sort of the mysticism that might surround these ideas.
You know, one can take the idea of the law of attraction and you know, you creating the universe with your own mind a bit too far. I mean, if you get your leg amputated by a train, you're probably not going to be able to cauterize the wound with your mind.
Right.
You know, you'd have to be a pretty advanced individual to do such a thing. Perhaps it's possible. Not me.
Who knows?
Yeah. But it's probably best to line your thoughts up and you know, get into valuing and focusing on the hospital.
Yeah. Or there are some very, very practical examples of, you know, ways you can apply this in your life to just achieve, you know, smaller things, or it can be also a very big vision that you may have for the world to bring about a voluntary society, for instance.
And you mentioned the smaller things, and that's something we touched on today, and I think it's something that bogs a lot of people down when they come across this message, maybe via sort of mass-market movies like The Secret, which a lot of people have seen and talk about. You know, The Secret really seems to focus on the little things, like getting a nice car, mm-hmm. or, you know, winning the lottery, or something like that. And I guess that's understandable because they're marketing to the types of people that have a lot of debt, and they're very materialistic in those ways. But the group you were talking to was a group of people that had no debt whatsoever for the most part. So a lot of those things weren't really exciting to them, whereas a bigger vision of a personal freedom or a voluntary society was much more exciting to them.
Yeah, now those are the examples of some of the, you know, practical things that you can attain once you are using the law of attraction. What I tried to focus on in the talk that we had today was really how to look at yourself, change yourself, and the way that you interpret your circumstances or your situation and what you make up about that, and whether or not you're living life really from a set of circumstances that exist around you or your vision and where you're going in life.
And the circumstances are something else I wanted to touch on, because I think those can confuse people. You get things all muddled together and you start to not really understand what we're talking about. So, for instance, one of the a great skeptic question is, well, what about the lottery? I mean, there's a bunch of people that really, really, really want to mm-hmm. win the lottery, but only one person wins it. What's
well, wait
up
a minute,
with that?
Wait a minute. Can't two people get the same number and both win the lottery?
Well, that much is true, but
there's a lot of people that want to win and aren't winning,
and they don't win. And so, as one of the persons pointed out earlier, that can provide them evidence that there is no law of attraction. It's all just a bunch of hocus pocus. But what I suggested on that particular point was that what we're dealing with here is physical reality, and we're talking about two concepts: the idea that you can get what you want by focusing on it, and then the law of attraction sort of lines up circumstances to allow you to get what you want as long as you stay focused on that. But then you've got, in the world of circumstances, we have this physical reality where, for instance, there's a light on over there in this tent that we're at.
Right.
And I can focus as much as I want and intend that the power's going to go out. But it's not, you know, it's not going to go out because someone else had already intended to create electricity and the transmission lines to get it from one point to another,
right.
And light bulbs, and their intentions
they
were...
They used the power of physics, you know, to do what it is that they're you know, what they were wanting to do.
They created this wealth, and we talk about wealth creation on this program, and wealth creation is obviously very important, but the wealth exists. The light bulbs mm-hmm. work in a certain way, and our intentions, our thoughts, cannot necessarily change it. So that's why the lottery example is a poor example, because someone created the lottery, they set up rules, and then people choose to play that particular lottery. There are still rules being played by here.
Yes, and a lot of beginners focus on really the end result or the how. And like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get there? Where it's really the end result is actually what you want to focus on, and a lot of people get bogged down in the how am I going to get from point A to point B. And that's where all of the circumstances exist. The vision and your, you know, what you're creating is just in your head, and it's a frame of mind. And being able to hold that and always be working towards it is what really makes people effective in life.
Absolutely, because it's out there. As long as you want it, it will be out there for you to reach. But it's probably not going to happen in 24 hours. These things can take some time, and that's okay, because we don't necessarily want the things that we want to manifest immediately for us.
One of the other questions was, if two people are going for the same job and they both really want it, how does that work out? I thought of an example afterwards about Jack Welch. When he replaced the CEO for GE, found his successor, he narrowed it down to a list of three and said, one of you is going to get it, two of you are going to go. The one person that he did pick became the CEO. The other two left the company. One of them, I believe, is working for Home Depot as a CEO, and the other is the CEO of Lowe's. So they all three got the CEO position
sure.
that they were after, It's the how that, you know, maybe was a little different than what they expected.
Right, which is why I think it's important when you're utilizing this concept, the law of attraction, to focus on a wider picture. I mean, yes, you can have the Ferrari. You can. It's just that it's not necessarily going to materialize.
Don't get locked down into it's this job and it's these set of circumstances that are going to come about to create that.
Exactly. So if you focus on wealth, if you focus on increasing your wealth, then eventually you'll have more than enough money to where buying the Ferrari is like no big deal anymore, right?
You just focus on where you want to go and what it is you're up to creating.
Inevitably, we'll talk more about this as time goes on in the show, because I find it a great concept. And even if it isn't true, it's still positive to believe in, because it doesn't hurt to believe that you get what you want.
I see tangible results in my life.
So do I, every single day. Thanks, Sam, for coming on the program tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as we broadcast in the remaining moments. Let's talk quickly to Micah in South Carolina. Micah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
Hey, good, Micah. Sir. Doing great. We're short on time. You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead, sir.
Short on time? Oh, goodness. In that case, I'm going to have to be very, very brief. Basically, what I wanted to point out is I'm not jumping on the Munster Quince bandwagon, but my group, Panthera Santi Delta, has been investigating sightings, and we even have a video of a 150-pound black panther in the North Santee River area of Georgetown, South Carolina. We have shown this to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and to the Department of Natural Resources to no avail.
And what's the point of all this?
Hold on, wait, before you go on, do you have this? Is the video on the Internet?
The edited video to protect the historic area and the private property is on YouTube under a search for Panther Sighting FC for South Carolina, or just Panther Sighting. It'll be the first result.
I need to know what the relevance of this is. I mean, I like animals.
Relevance is, if this is found to be a sustained breeding population, the state of South Carolina would tend to lose approximately $1 billion a year in protecting this creature to hunting licenses that they could not register in national forests.
I see. So they don't want to acknowledge that this exists, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Exactly. And the game warden that I showed this to, the head biologist, told me were he asked by a member of the media, he would have to say it's some form of wild hog. You guys look at that. You tell me. You know a wild hog that has a tail 3.5 feet long sticking out from its body.
Wow. So is it a feral animal that got away from a zoo, or is it indigenous?
We've had sightings over thousands of sightings in this area that's reported to DNR annually of cougars.
Micah, we're out of time, dude. Thank you for the call tonight. We'll see you Monday night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're an adult,